This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Tomlin addressing reporters, I believe, even as we speak, will be monitoring people like Jeff Hathorn tweeting out the quotes as they go along. Have you seen any yet, Sean? Sean Myers joining
me
today. I
have not.
Bob Pompiani is over there. We're quite proud of him.
We'll be hard at work to find him, though.
And then we'll turn around the sound as soon as we get it on whether Aaron Rodgers will play, for example, Saturday. I doubt it. And things like that. In the meantime... Oh, also at 12:40 today, Sean has scored a gigantic interview. We're going to have Joe Starkey on the show, are we not, Sean?
Yes, the other Joe Starkey, because we always have this Joe Starkey.
Well, the other Joe Starkey, the famous Joe Starkey, is the guy who made the band is on the field call when Stanford played Cal all those years ago. He was the play-by-play guy for Cal, a legendary call by him. He was also... the predecessor to Mike Lang as the voice of the Penguins, believe it or not. For 1 year, Joe Starkey called Penguins games. He's a really interesting guy. I met him once before at a Steelers-Niners game many, many years ago. So it's going to be Joe Starkey interviewing Joe Starkey. That's going to be gigantic, Sean, is it not?
It will. I have an update, by the way.
Yeah.
The aforementioned Jerry Dulac has said that the following players will not be playing in Jacksonville for the Steelers.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, Isaac Seumalo, Jalen Warren, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., Deshaun Elliott, Patrick Queen, Chris Boswell, Nick Herbig, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward.
And then how about injuries? I'm thinking guys like Highsmith obviously won't play. So What I heard there, and the names went by very quickly, is almost no significant starters. Zach Frazier is in. Mason McCormick's in, correct?
Yeah, they were not listed on there. So, I mean, I guess to your point, if a guy's banged up, maybe they missed the game for that.
So maybe
purpose.
Broderick Jones plays. Does he play? Troy Fatanu, I imagine, definitely plays. But yeah.
I think you'll probably see four-fifths of the projected starting line, right? Because Seumalo is out, but you would think maybe the other
yeah,
four.
If Broderick Jones is healthy enough to play, yes. So every significant starter is not playing. That's what I just heard there. Do you see any exception to that rule? Every significant veteran starter.
Yeah, I don't know about Highsmith again.
No, he won't. He won't. Even if he's healthy, he's not going to play.
These guys listed probably are the guys who are healthy that they've just decided, you know, because they're veterans, they don't need it. And then you probably factor in another, you know, half dozen or so guys who are just dinged up a bit that were not
mentioned. Makes sense to me. And like I said, with Rodgers, I think he gets the reps he needs, and the ideal spot for him is that controlled scrimmage against Tampa. I like it. I like what Tomlin's doing there. Meantime, did you see this story today? It is Art Rooney's travel plans for Ireland, for the game in Ireland. And here's the story. It comes via Tim Benz, and that comes via an interview with WTAE. He said Art reiterated his team's travel plans for the game in Ireland Sunday, September 28th. They plan to leave on Thursday, arrive in Dublin Friday morning, says Art. So they'll have practices Friday and Saturday, the game on Sunday, and leave right after the game. It's what he said in March that they would do. Now, the problem is, it's the exact same itinerary as Ben's reports that the franchise took when it played Minnesota in England back in 2013. And the Steelers were horrible in that game. And Ben has since talked about the travel plan was bad, that it had his team fatigued, and even coaches were sleeping in meetings. Cam Hayward has pointed out fatigue and jet lag issues that he and his teammates dealt with during that trip. And both those guys and others have pointed to the itinerary as a problem. So why would you go with the exact same itinerary? Why would you do that? Tyler Kennedy's calling me. I wonder why. Do you think he wants to invite me to golf?
I would think so. Yeah, maybe he wants to talk about the Steelers' travel plans as well. He's got a take on it.
That might be a last-second invite to golf. Tyler Kennedy's name just popped up on this phone. Why would he? He's never called me in his life. This is incredible.
Just wanted to check in on you.
I may be at Neville Wood within 2 hours. Anyway, why would you go with the same travel plan? What is he doing?
Isn't there a quote about those who do not learn from the past or doomed to repeat it, something along those lines? It seems, albeit a long time ago, things have changed. It's a different group of players by and large. But yeah, you would think if it was problematic before, and it's the same head coach, that they would have a different approach this time.
Seems very, very odd to me that they wouldn't try to change something up. And quite frankly, seems a little worrisome. Now, I don't know what the alternatives are. I guess it's obviously to get there earlier and acclimate. I would think that that would be what Ben and Cam Hayward and others were thinking they should have done the last time. But that was a horrific performance. Of course, that wasn't a very good Steeler team that year either, although they came on later on in the season. I don't like it. That's what I would say about that. I don't like it. Sean, let's go to a couple more Rodgers quotes from yesterday while we await what Tomlin has to say today, if you would.
Yes, I will. I just want to give you a quick update, though. Tyler Kennedy does not want to golf with you, apparently, Joe. But he's coming in today to join the show.
When?
1 o'clock.
Holy bird milk.
Yes, I know.
How did that happen?
He was, I guess, in Vegas.
So. Wow. All right.
Anyway, Aaron Rodgers.
I can't hear you.
Sorry about that. I disappeared. A lot of questions. Would it be the Aaron Rodgers offense in Pittsburgh, or would it be Artie Smith's? I know Aaron Rodgers spoke to his relationship and his excitement working with Artie Smith.
It's really the relationship with Arthur. You know, to have a guy that we sat yesterday for like 2.5 hours, you know, just talking ball. And it's not all like X's and O's. It's, you know, it's storytelling from time to time, but he's not a rigid guy at all. You know, so anything that ideas that I have or ideas that, you know, some of the receivers are giving to me to give to him, you know, everything is taken into consideration, which I really appreciate. And we're installing it. I mean, the last few days we've installed stuff that I've gone back and looked at from the past, or other guys have had, you know, similar ideas, because we have a little open forum in my room. Anytime you want to come in and suggest something or get on the same page about something, let me know, because I'll take it right to Art. But I'm just really enjoying him a lot as a person, and just the way he leads in front of the room. And it's been a lot of fun so far.
Everything's been a lot of fun so far, and that's good, but nothing's really happened. There's been no adversity. There's been no breakdowns on the offensive line where Rodgers gets beaten up in a game, things like that. There's been no red zone snaps. They were awful on that last season. It's going to be an interesting ride with him and old Artie. It truly is, but I'm glad things are going well so far. And I liked Mulsey's take yesterday. He was imagining a sign-up sheet outside of Roger's door, or, you know, office hours 7 to 9 p.m. He imagined Rogers with a pair of spectacles on,
saying, can see that.
You know, if Caleb Johnson comes in, Caleb, did you have a question? Things like that. I love that. I love the open door policy. Now, does DK Metcalf get sick of guys coming into the room and visiting them? Because they're roommates, you know, Rogers and DK.
Can't flush at a certain hour. I would think Metcalf would be on board. At this point of the season, everyone's got to be on board for stuff like that.
It's, sure.
Can you keep it up when things go awry, you know, by week 7? That's the bigger question.
And then there's intern Dom, and I'm just looking on X right now, and he's getting destroyed for his takes yesterday in my notifications here, although some people like him. Chris is not one of them, not Chris Muller, but somebody else says, yeah, I don't really enjoy him. He's a hot take artist with no credibility. Somebody else says, Dom 2028, I guess, for president. Dude is an entertainer and has surprisingly good sports knowledge. Ryan Platt says, need Dom full time. However, Hounds, well, no, that can't read that one. Somebody else said, the kid is brutally bad. But the best segment is when the caller roasted Dom and then said Pony and Knucklehead as the PM show. And then Big Noodles said, wow, that kid is really annoying. 412 Watchman says he's trying to be like Pony. His Bradshaw take was the worst thing in this city since Nutting bought the Pirates. So, and then Mike, a guy named Mike, says keep Dom off the air. When his balls finally drop, he might get it. He sounds like a high school AV project. That seems a little harsh, does it not?
He's not,
John,
that far removed from high school, in his defense. I will say, I've talked to him about this.
Pony
he does
Jr.
not stress about this stuff. He is completely fine.
I know. He's
eliciting
very,
these reactions.
Right.
He's kind of got the Pony mentality of, like, if people are talking, that's better than no one talking.
Right.
And he just seems to zone out or tune out the negative comments.
He does. A lot of people calling him Pony Jr., which might be a compliment. Here's another guy, Pony Jr. with BS takes. So say this much about intern Dom. He has, there's a great picture of him on our website from yesterday with some clips of all his bad takes. He's rapidly becoming a legend one way or another, isn't he?
Yeah, he's sort of taken the, you know, he asked that question to Cabali about professional wrestling. He's adapted the mentality. You want to be either a good guy or a villain, because either way, you're getting a reaction and people are interested in hearing you or seeing you.
So no publicity is bad publicity. That's the way to look at that.
Someone called him intern dumb.
That's very good. I like that, intern dumb. But I love the kid. He's incredibly lovable, isn't he?
Yeah, see,
it's like a little teddy bear spouting out horrible sports takes. If you just pull,
I told you, we've golfed together. We've played some basketball together.
Yeah.
He's a very nice gentleman.
You pull a string and he'll say something like next year's draft class is the greatest in history. Things like that. I love it.
I think he did say that yesterday pretty definitively. Would not hear anything to the contrary.
And then in April, you have maybe the best quarterback draft ever.
What?
Ever. Yeah.
That's what? Where did you see that or
I'm
best quarterback draft ever?
I'm just telling you.
We're
looking at
Elway, Kelly, and Marino, or are we
yeah,
looking
we
at
be.
Probably not Arch Manning and name the other guys?
Well, if Arch is in, then it becomes probably the best ever. But then you have Drew Aller, you have Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Lenora Sellers.
So we've gone from Elway to Nussmeier, Kelly to Drew Aller. Have you lost? Now, this is really your horrible hot take.
No, it's not, Joe.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is a horrible hot take.
Joe, I'm just saying it is a deep quarterback draft class.
Okay, that's way different than maybe the best quarterback draft class ever.
I mean, Arch Manning could be one of the best quarterbacks ever, and Austin's high on.
We've never even seen him have a good college game yet.
Yes, we did. He had 2 starts and had 13 touchdowns in 2 starts. What are you talking about?
I love that line. All right, we've never seen him have a good college month. How's that? And then it turned out that Dom was wrong about that, it took him 4 games and 2 starts to get those 13 touchdowns, 4 of which were rushing. And I think they played, you know, the Pittsburgh Culinary Institute in one of those games. He's a legend. He's a budding legend. And for some reason, like when he said, "What are you talking about?" that didn't tick me off, whereas whenever Limits disagrees, the way that he disagrees infuriates me. Intern Dom does not. The opposite happens. It's almost endearing. Limits is infuriating. Intern Dom is endearing. Would you agree with that take?
Yeah, I could see it. I think maybe because it's a little bit more of a novelty. I think if you worked with Intern Dom every single day, by 2 weeks in, you might have a different take on that.
You might be right on that. Anything else?
I do think he has adopted the pony mentality of hot takes.
For sure.
He's learned from the best or the worst.
It's all of us. I mean, that's... And by the way, it's always been that way. It used to be that hot takes were, you know, columnists in the newspaper. And now it's media's expanded, you know? Everybody has a hot take, and I don't mind it.
I don't think he and Ron Cook would have gotten along all that well.
Oh, my God, no. That would have been really, really bad. Anything else from Tomlin? Why don't we gather up what Tomlin is saying here and talk about this next? 412-928-9370. If Rodgers doesn't play at all in the preseason, are you okay with that out there? We'll talk about that. We have Tyler Kennedy, apparently, at the top of the hour. Alas, I thought he was a healthy scratch, and now here he is. He's gonna enter the game here just in the nick of time. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, we're set for a blazing finish on this show today. It's my last day of the week, and I'm going out in style here. Coming up in about 15 minutes, I'm going to interview a man named Joe Starkey. And this Joe Starkey is actually famous. He was the play-by-play announcer for the California, for the Cal Golden Bears. I was going to say the California Golden Seals, Greg Patrick's old team. And he made one of the most famous calls in history, the big game, the play between Cal and Stanford. The band is out on the field. Can you get that call, Sean? Are we allowed to do that without violating any rules?
I will try to find that, yes.
The band is on the field. We should bring him into that, obviously, right? I mean, that would be incredible. He also preceded Mike Lang with the Penguins. So that interview's coming up in a little while. And then it's so weird to look on Wikipedia and see the name Joe Starkey. There it is. We've both walked through our entire lives with the same name, although he's Joseph K. Starkey, born in 1941. Holy bird milk. How old is Joe Starkey right now?
He sounds like a much younger man than that, though.
Yeah. How old is he, though?
I don't want to do this math. I don't know.
I don't know either.
80-something.
80-something. I'm getting there fast. This is going to be great. We're going to talk to him, what, about 15 minutes, Sean?
He's going to be even earlier than I think. We could talk to him in about 5 to 10 minutes, it looks like.
Why don't we do that? So we're going to talk to, and he also, such an interesting life he's led. He also told me that he had the only live radio broadcast of the Miracle on Ice in Lake Placid. I want to ask him about some of the moments from his 49ers career and some of the great games he called there. He obviously called, I think he did anyway, Aaron Rodgers' career at Cal. So this is going to be great. And then at 1 o'clock, we have Tyler Kennedy with a special guest.
A very special guest.
I've been begging him to bring in one of his old buddies, and he's bringing in, apparently, one of the best.
I don't even know. I don't want to give this away. Did they even cross paths as teammates?
They didn't. Yeah, no, I don't think they were teammates. No,
I think they missed each other by a good while.
Well, yeah, they did. Probably by 5, 6, 7 years, something in there. But this guy is a Pittsburgh legend. A legend! And they're going to be walking in this studio here in about half an hour. I can't wait for this.
This is like Ron Cook's farewell week.
It is.
For you.
I mean, this has become beyond what I could have ever imagined. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get to it next. Joe Starkey and then Tyler Kennedy and a special guest. Not me, Joe Starkey, the other one. He's going to be on the line. How often does somebody of the exact same name interview somebody else?
Probably not too often. I talked to Seth Meyers that one time.
But your name isn't Meyers.
I think it is.
Oh, yeah, it is Myers.
That's how the nickname was spawned.
You're right. That's one, Seth. But you didn't interview him.
Well, my name is Sean Meyer, so it's not quite. It's
well,
just
right. That's what I meant. Yes. Yes. So you didn't do it. What are you doing here? I want to know how many times in sports history a man of one name has interviewed a man of the exact same name. Maybe a Steve Smith somewhere? I don't know. Think of one.
Maybe that horse racing expert Randy Moss interviewed the NFL star Randy Moss? Talked about horse racing together?
Maybe. Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps. This is going to be very unusual, and I can't wait, and that's coming up next on Pomp and Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And 17 at their own 13-yard line, and defeats Derryman in the face, and they saved it. They pulled it out. What a show. All right, here we go with the kickoff. Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline, another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football. California won the big game over Stanford.
Incredible. We all know that play because what Joe Starkey, not me, just said there was true. I mean, I think of the Immaculate Reception when I think of the most incredible, ridiculous endings. And I think there may have been still time on the clock there. There wasn't for this one with the band on the field. And with that, we bring in Joe Starkey, longtime Cal play-by-play man, San Francisco 49ers, one-time Penguins play-by-play man before Mike Lang. Joe, we appreciate you joining us. How are you, sir?
Delighted. And by the way, the guy screaming in the background is another former Pittsburgh guy. Jan Hutchins was a TV sportscaster in Pittsburgh in the 70s, and he ended up being my color guy on that game for Cal football broadcast.
Wow. Pittsburgh connections galore. What? I'm sure the people have played that for you and talked about that with you, Joe, I'm sure a million times. As you hear it, what runs through your mind? Did you get it the way you wanted to get it? I thought you captured it in legendary form, but you never know how someone thinks of how they did it themselves. What runs through your mind?
Well, my first reaction was when I heard it later in the evening, is that, oh my God, did I screw this up? And, you know, listen, I'm a wild lunatic screaming and yelling here, you know, and is that appropriate? And did I get it right was, I guess, my major concern. I think the thing that that I'm most proud of on it is that I didn't stop on the play. The Stanford broadcast and the television broadcast all decided halfway through the laterals that there were penalty flags and this can't possibly count. And my theory has been since the day I got into this business was call the play and apologize after if you have to, but please don't interrupt it. And so basically I had the only complete version because the other guys decided it was too zany to work.
I love it because the emotion in your voice matched the moment. You know, I know there's a fine line sometimes between, you know, am I getting the wording right here? Am I talking? But sometimes I think fans just relate to the emotion. And, yep. And that was the part that stood out to me. You were as amazed and enthused and out of your mind as everybody else was. That to me, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. And there were so many stories around it, you can't even believe them. People to this day come up and say, this is what I was doing. And one of the things that people may be able to even realize, very few media people saw it because the field goal sent all the media guys down to the locker room. They figured it was over. And so many of them who were covering the game didn't see it. So made it kind of weird, too. And there was a story where there was an intersection somewhere where a guy told me later, he said there were four cars at an intersection. And he said, while you were screaming, nobody moved.
That's great. That is fantastic. That also reminds me of the Immaculate Reception because there were media members. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the chief himself, Art Sr., didn't see it because he was on his way down to the locker room.
There you go.
So,
And of course, I certainly remember that too. For a while, I was a Raider broadcaster. I was the third guy in the booth, and so that play is certainly one that nobody will ever forget either.
Well, another thing I'll never forget, Joe, and you may. This was probably more significant to me than it was to you. Is on a Monday night in November of 2003, the Steelers were in San Francisco playing, and I knocked on your door. I saw the nameplate, knocked on your door, and I said, Joe Starkey, pleased to meet you. I'm also Joe Starkey. Do you have any recollection of our interview?
Oh, of course. In fact, I always remember. And of course, I'm sure like you, I'm over the years have been told that how can you be a sports writer and do what you do? You
know? Right. Right.
You know, stuff like that. It's bizarre back and forth. And I don't know. You may know this, too. Is that you know Ringo's last name is Starkey. He's from Liverpool. My family, grandparents are from Liverpool. So it could be we're all related to the Beatle.
I was just going to say that. We could be related for all I know, Sean.
That's right. You never know.
This is incredible. So much to talk about because you've had such an interesting life and career, Joe. And we're talking to Joe Starkey, the longtime Cal play-by-play guy, the longtime Niners play-by-play guy, and also this. Also this, Joe, as you told me in that interview, which is now, my God, like 22 years ago, that you had the only live radio broadcast of the Miracle on Ice for ABC Radio. Is that right?
Yes, it was. People might remember, well, maybe they wouldn't. There was no live broadcast of that on television. It was going to be Al Michaels going to do it as a tape delay because it was an afternoon game at Lake Placid. And so there was no live broadcast, but I was covering it for my local station, really, just ABC in San Francisco, which is KDO Radio. But because it's ABC, we had the right to do what we wanted with it. And so what I would do is give reports. But when the lead goal was made by Mike Ruzioni at 10 minutes to play in the third quarter, I called KGO in San Francisco and said, look, I'm willing to risk my job on this, but I want you to contact every ABC station on the West Coast and tell them to interrupt programming and let me call the rest of this game. Now, I had this incredible edge is that I had just finished my career working in the NHL. So I knew all the players. I knew hockey. Craig Patrick, the assistant coach, and I used to drive together to Seals games to go to the game when he played for them.
Yeah.
So I really had an inside there, and I knew the team. So they let me carry it. So we went live on the West Coast and actually carried the last 10 minutes of the game. And Ruzioni, ironically, and I ended up later on working some television network games for USA TV when they had some hockey rights.
Wow. And you were also, and the older listeners in the crowd here may remember this and know this, the voice of the Penguins right before Mike Lang, 1973-74. Your signature goal call was what a bonanza. Did you think that that would be your life's work, is the Penguins?
Well, you know, it was a very weird situation for me in the fact that I had gotten out of banking and managed to get the Seals job. And after just 1 year of leaving the bank as a vice president, the Seals lost the radio broadcast. And I got an incredible break in like one of the last week of the season, which would have been the 72-73 season. Tad Potter, Penguin owner, happened to sit down next to me, and I realized later it wasn't just by happenstance. He was looking for an announcer for the next year. Now, I don't remember who was before me, but I certainly know the guy who took over for me and stayed there forever. In fact, he's from out here. He's a Sacramento State guy.
Right.
And so he asked me, would you be interested in coming to Pittsburgh when the game ended? He was listening in. And I said, well, I live on the West Coast. My wife and kids are out there. Thank you so much, but no, I guess not. So I went home, and the next thing I knew, the Seals lose their broadcast outlet. So they got nowhere. They are not on that entire season the following year, 73-74. So I called Potter back and said, if that job's still open, I'd be happy to take it. But it involved a lot of things to do that. The wife and kids went back to Chicago and lived with her mother and father while I lived in a crummy little room in Pittsburgh for the entire season. And at the end of the year, the Seals got new ownership. They asked me if I wanted to come back, and since I still had a house out there and all that sort of thing, well, yes, I did. I enjoyed Pittsburgh, and I had a lot of fun in that year. But the 1 year was it, and then, of course, my successor went on pretty much forever until passing away, of course, last year.
Wow, that is quite a thing. Who knows how history may have turned out. We're talking to Joe Starkey here. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Sean, would you like to pipe in with a question?
I would. Thank you,
now,
Joe.
Now, Sean, I should tell you, Joe, is a 49ers fan, a diehard 49ers fan. So I have a feeling where this might be going. Sean?
Now, I'm going to throw a curveball here. So, Joe, I actually do a lot of play-by-play broadcasting as well, and I often get asked, what sport is your favorite to broadcast? What's the most difficult? So I pose those questions to you if you even want to differentiate between NFL and college football. What is your favorite to broadcast, and what is the most...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Difficult sport that you've broadcast in your career.
I think hockey is the toughest because you are so far away from the action. You know, we're almost always sitting up at the top of the stadium. And I think it's harder to kind of keep an eye on everything the way you can. But the others have a different toughness in the fact that if you're going to do football well, you better have a good memory. You have to be able to know all the players. And when I was doing Cal on Saturday and the 49ers on Sunday, I just felt like 7 days a week I was memorizing things. And occasionally I'd watch a number on a Sunday and name the guy who had that number on Saturday, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a full-time deal, no doubt about it. I do think the atmosphere in a college game beats the pro game because it isn't so much. I don't think the fans are quite as in-depth dedicated that you must win. You know, if you're calling an NFL game, doggone it, I'm spending a lot of money for this ticket and my guys better be successful. In college, the cheerleaders, the band, all the things that go with it, I think make college football a little different.
Joe, what do you remember about Aaron Rodgers' career at Cal?
The best story I can give you about that is that when they were getting ready for the draft, when he was coming out, I went to 49er management and I said, "You are going to draft him, aren't you? We have a high draft pick. You have to draft Aaron Rodgers." And they said, "No, we're not going to draft Aaron Rodgers." I said, "Fire me, but draft Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you, he will be a great quarterback. I've seen every game he's ever played. His ability to spot things, to react to situations is sensational. Please draft him." Well, they didn't. They took the guy from Brigham Young, who turned out to be a very good quarterback for many years. But Aaron Rodgers was a special talent, and I couldn't convince him to draft him, and they had the right to do so.
Now, you sound, your voice sounds great. You sound great. Are you still calling games at all, or are you fully retired at this point?
Yeah, the only thing I do now is some commercials. If you ever have any problem with termites, call me.
One of my favorite teams of all time, and one that I still root for, you also called games for, the Golden State Warriors. Did you call any of? Did you call that championship back in the 70s? Or what stands out about your time calling those games?
Well, actually, I was a fill-in. What I was doing was I was the relief guy for Bill King, who was famous as a Raider broadcaster, but also did the Warriors. And so when he would have conflicts, I was the backup guy. So I enjoyed that team a lot, and I enjoyed the people around it and had a good time. And in fact, the owner was a real character. I can remember one night, because he also partly owned the 49ers. We were a road trip to play the Steelers, and we ended up in a bar in Pittsburgh, and he and I ended up going most of the night at the piano bar singing songs.
I wonder what bar that was. Maybe Ron Cook was there that night. Who knows?
Yeah, I have to try to remember that. I was always sober, so that wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
Tell me all the things you're doing these days.
Well, we're doing this show with Bob Pompiani, who is an absolute legend when he's here, which is rare. So it's a very unusual radio show. It's called Pomp and Joe. And when I'm not on vacation, he's not here. So we hardly ever see each other, Sean. Isn't that right?
Okay.
It's kind of hit and miss with Pomp, but he's earned that.
Yes, he's earned that. And then I'm still writing columns for the Post-Gazette. So doing a lot of the same things I was doing then, but full-time radio now, which I absolutely love. every single day, at least when I'm here. So things
well,
going
I think
well.
One of the things that amazes me about our connection is that because I'm older than you are, there are often the cases that people have told me that they've gone up to you and said, how can you look that good after a broadcast 50 years ago?
Right. Yeah, I used to go in Boston, I remember, and other places, people would start asking me about Cal and the Niners and what I remember about that play. So it's the same thing from here when you have two Joe Starkeys. What's your middle name?
Kirk.
Kirk?
As
all right.
Captain.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm Joseph Raymond Starkey, so we do differ there. How about this, Joe? The second most memorable moment or call of your career, if I'm imagining the play, is the first one. What was the second one?
Oh, I'd say almost certainly I'd have to say absolutely the hockey game at Lake Placid. I mean, nobody saw that coming. The U.S. had no business trying to beat the USSR. There was such a difference in talent level, everybody thought. Most of the guys on the USA team hadn't even made it to the NHL. They had been cut. Ruzioni got the winning goal. He was in camp at the Colorado Rockies and was cut when they were in the NHL. And so there was no logical reason that that team should have been able to win that game. And so that is sort of the other big one. I have had some incredible opportunities. Here's a fluke for you, is that when I was doing the SEALs back in the 70s, we had a road trip to Toronto, and we got in a day early, and the Maple Leafs were playing the Boston Bruins. And so I decided to go in early because I thought that would be good for me. So to kind of do some homework, all right?
Yeah.
So what happens on that particular night, believe it or not, a Toronto Maple Leaf had 6 goals and 4 assists, and I called the game because Bob Wilson had no voice and asked, would you do the game for me tonight? So I'm the broadcaster for the Boston Bruins. Bob Wilson in 1976, when Daryl Sittler gets 6 goals and 4 assists, the all-time record in NHL hockey.
And I watched that game from Buffalo. I was just a little Joe Starkey. You were already a grown-up Joe Starkey by then. But
there
I was,
you go.
I was watching that game. We used to watch Hockey Night in Canada all the time, and the Leafs were on. You know, those teams, Boreas Salming and Lanny McDonald and Tiger Williams and Daryl Sittler, was tremendous.
Yep. Yeah, and another lucky one, 49ers play the Bears in a game at, I was just growing up at this point, 1965. I'm sitting with a guy who was a Hall of Fame football player for Northwestern University, played for the Chicago Bears, and said, Sayers can't possibly have a good day today because the weather sucks. On that day, he scored 6 touchdowns.
Wow. Wow.
So sometimes you're in the right place at the right time.
And was it a childhood dream for you to call games, Joe? Because as I look at your resume here, I mean, it's phenomenal. Penguins, Minnesota Vikings, Broncos, first announcer for the San Jose Sharks, everything you did with Cal, the Colorado Rockies. I mean, it's phenomenal. Is that something that you dreamed of?
Well, you know, as a kid, I dreamed of it because Chicago was one of the first places to televise their games. So the Cubs and Sox were on regularly. And when I was like 8 or 9 years old, a buddy and I would go into either other's basement, and we'd kind of call games off the television. But I never really thought about it. And it really wasn't until much later, when I'd gotten a master's degree and actually gone into the business world, that I thought, you know, maybe I ought to take a look at this. And so I contacted some people might remember his name. Jack Brickhouse was the Cub announcer for many years, and I went to visit him and said, I'd like to get into broadcasting. And ironically, he had me come up in the booth, kind of gave me some leadership and things like that. But I never thought it would really happen. It was just sort of a fun thing until I got into my late 20s. Then I got serious about it. I had taken a job in L.A. in banking. I was a VP as a corporate recruiter for Union Bank in California. But I started going to games and taping games. And so I thought, you know what, maybe I could take a run at this. And I incredibly ended up getting hired by Charlie Finley to do the SEALs, even though he didn't want to do it. The station overruled him because he had thrown me out of his office when I did my first visit with him. It is a bizarre story. I go in there. I'm a banker from the West Coast. I'm in my hometown, Chicago. And
Finley, I tell him I want to, here's my tape. He listens to my tape. He says, you got the job. Well, because I had a master's degree in the part of the business world which hires and fires people, Finley's reputation was already awful about doing that. So I said, Mr. Finley, you know, I could also help you besides doing the broadcast. I know you have a terrible turnover problem. Maybe I could help you work at it, straighten that out. Well, he took that as an insult and fired me before I got out of the room.
I love it.
So I had to go to the radio station itself, give them the tape. They hired me, and I said, now you need to know what happened. And so now the World Series, the A's are in the 72 World Series. We go up to Finley's booth, not I, but my tape and the station manager, and he plays the tape for Finley. And he said, something about that voice. He said, the guy sounds like he could do it. But he said, I don't know if I should hire it. And the next thing he said, is that son of a blank guy? You're not going to tell me to hire that banker, are you? And he said, yes. So that got me started.
And yes, the voice is legendary, Joe. I appreciate you taking the time today.
And wouldn't miss it. This is great to be able to talk to you.
I love it. And if I'm out on the West Coast, and I very well might be because I have a golf invite to, I forget what the course is out in San Francisco, but the guy told me it's right on the water, a beautiful course.
Olympic Club.
Yes. Yes.
You'll love the Olympic Club. There have been several U.S. Opens there. It is a great, great course. I'm not a member, but I got enough friends that I get to play it fairly often. If you're a golfer, that's place, one of those places you have to go.
Beautiful. I'll look you up when I come out there. It's a pleasure to talk to you again, sir.
Yeah, real thrill. Nice to see you. It was a long time between visits.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Joe Starkey on the other end of the line. What a career. What a career that guy had, Sean. You're an aspiring and active play-by-play announcer. You don't find many who's done as much as he has, right?
I always think it's incredible when guys at the highest level can juggle between multiple different sports. It's just so difficult. I know I'm able to do it at the high school or college level, but when you are at the highest level of the industry and you could go from basketball, like he said, he filled in with the Warriors, to college football, to the NFL, to the NHL, it's just unbelievable to be so versatile where you don't get exposed for not knowing the game in any of those sports, because you basically have to be an expert in all of them. And so it's really incredible. I always love hearing the old time announcers, how they got their starts as well, because it's so much different today.
Me too.
I feel like the path today,
I mean, how everybody got their
dry start. But back then it seemed like so many times it was just per chance that it worked out for these guys and they got the opportunity and ran with it and never looked back.
You never know when your break's going to come. Mine came from Mike White of the Post Gazette. I was a savvy young news hound then at Duquesne Graduate School. And one of my buddies over there, Frank Bodanio, I think still covers Penn State for the York Daily Dispatch, is it called, in York, Pennsylvania, said, yeah, they need guys to take high school scores. We do that. We go over on Friday nights. I said, all right, I'll do that. I'll never forget. I was in my little, horrible, shady side apartment on Holden Street, calling Mike White on a rotary telephone back then, saying, hey, I heard you guys need people to take high school scores. Can I come in? He said, yes. If he doesn't say yes, who knows? I was supposed to be a teacher and a basketball coach.
Could have been a singer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.